to read a verse from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It's a wonderful scripture that all of us should know. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. As I've observed different believers from all groups, you know, when they got saved, they were so excited, they were so happy in the Lord. But when I observe them after some years, they just become average. And sometimes they get into bondage, and many times they are backslidden. And I want to say, brothers and sisters, that is not God's will. The Lord always seeks to lead us higher and higher and higher, and not backwards. And sometimes, you know, I can look at the brothers and sisters. I say, what's happening? You know, there's something lacking, I can sense. Like we say, that the sparkle is not there. And may the Lord help us to live in such a way, like it says here, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And I believe all bondage is not from the Lord, is not from the Holy Spirit. You know, the mark of all heathen religions is performance. They expect you to do something. You got to do penance. You got to give money to the poor. You got to take a pilgrimage. You got to do so many things. Give money to the poor. We may not do those extreme things, but we may say, oh brother, I'm doing something for the church. I'm cleaning the hall. I'm cleaning the toilets. I'm helping the church in various other activities. It's good. But I often think of that verse the Lord said, sacrifice and offerings I have not desired. You may say, brother, I'm putting maybe lakhs of rupees in the offering box. Good. But how is your relationship with the Lord? If you can paraphrase that verse or put it in other words, the Lord says, sacrifice and offerings I don't desire. I desire a relationship with you. You know, brothers and sisters, Christian life is not about rules and rituals and routines, but a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You know, some days we feel great, some days we feel low. For example, today the weather is cloudy. Has that affected your spiritual life? Some people, when the weather is cloudy, they say, oh brother, I'm feeling gloomy. You know? And as I said, our life is not dependent on the outward circumstances, not even dependent on our performance with the Lord. He has accepted us as the beloved. And that's why I say, the wonderful thing about a Christian life is a living, day-to-day, personal relationship with the Lord. And I've had on my heart to speak about this for some time. And you know, the mark of a good Christian is, there's a lovely expression in Malachi chapter 4 that blessed my heart. This is how the Lord wants us to be, brothers and sisters. If you're walking with the Lord, you know, this should be a testimony. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. I think in the NASB it says, jump, skip, it says. I like that expression. As calves of the stall. You know, we are all in the cities, we don't know how things are in the farm. But if you go to the farm, you see how the cows, they jump and skip. And oh, they're so happy and free. And I believe that's how the Lord wants us to live on this earth. Not dragging, not heavy. Like I've often said, when we ask the brothers and sisters, how are you, brother? Yeah, you should be like the calves of the stall, skipping happily. And I must say, life with the Lord, it's not boring, brothers and sisters. A Christian life is not to be boring. Like it says, a godly man's life is exciting. In other words, it gets better and better and better. Like we sing in that song, life is wonderful. Yes, now wonderful. Since this blessing came into my heart, joy unspeakable fills my heart. And that's how it should be. It just gets better and better. So, I want to speak to you this morning about 8 types of relationship that the Lord has called us to. You know, it's not even a question of knowing the doctrine. Sometimes we listen to wonderful messages. But I want to speak about the relationship that the Lord has called us to. Number one, you know, the Lord wants us to be like a friend. He wants to be the best friend. He wants to say in Romans chapter 5, verse 10. I'm reading from the Living Bible. It's really good in the Living Bible. Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 10. And since then when we were enemies, we were brought back to God by the death of His Son. What blessings He must have for us now that we are His friends. And He is living within us. And it says here, now we rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, all because of what the Lord Jesus Christ done in dying for our sins, making us friends of God. As I told you, all the heathen religions, they expect you to do something for God. But in Christianity, the Lord has done something fantastic for us. We get taken up with what He has done for us. Once we were enemies, far away from God. But it says here, we were brought back to God by the death of His Son. What blessings He must have for us now that we are His friends. He is living within us. And it says here, we rejoice in this wonderful new relationship. The first relationship the Lord wants to have with us is like a friend. Like we used to sing in the Sunday school song, the best friend to have is Jesus. Oh, I want Jesus to be my best friend. Once upon a time, I was an enemy of God. I was far away from God, but I've been reconciled with the Lord. And now we are friends together. And you don't have to be afraid of the Lord. You know, many times some people are scared. I believe the Lord, like the Bible says, there's no fear in love. The Lord wants to bring us to such a wonderful, like it says here, new relationship with the Lord. The past guilt is all removed. We have settled with the Lord, everything of the past. We've been reconciled. And say, like the Bible says, we are justified by faith. And we have peace with God. And there's a new, wonderful friendship and a relationship with the Lord. Where we can enjoy the Lord. And the Lord also wants to enjoy us, brothers and sisters. That's the mark of friendship. You know, the mark of true friendship is you enjoy the company of one another. You rejoice in one another. You delight in one another. Yeah, the Lord, and one more verse in Colossians chapter 1. Again from the Living Bible. Colossians chapter 1 verse 21. Maybe I can read from 20. It was through what His Son did that God cleared a path for everything to come to Him. All things in heaven and on earth. For Christ's death on the cross has made peace with God for all by His blood. This includes you. Who were once so far away from God. You were His enemies and hated Him and were separated from Him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now, He has brought you back as His friends. Brothers and sisters, can you this morning stand up and say, I am a friend of God. Jesus Christ is my friend indeed. You say, what, brother, is it a new doctrine you're preaching? It's not a new doctrine. Turn to John chapter 15. Verse 14. John 15, 14. You are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. Can you believe what the Lord said this morning? I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. Well, that's the relationship the Lord wants to have with you and me, brothers and sisters. I like the songs, many songs that we sing. What a friend we have in Jesus. But no, you can put it on. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know, when you have a true friend, you can go and unburden yourself to Him. You have confidence in Him. And Jesus, brothers and sisters, wants to be our best friend. There's one more verse in Proverbs 17:17. He says, a friend loves at all times. That's the friend we have in Jesus, who will never fail us. You can trust Him. You can count on Him. And it says again in chapter 18, verse 24. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Oh, I want to praise the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is my friend. And He wants to be your friend this morning, in case you're not reconciled with the Lord. In case you have not known the Lord, I want to invite you this morning to know the Lord as your friend. You know, we sing a song. I used to sing the song very often. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of the thousand to my soul. My Lord and my Redeemer, in Him alone I see. Is the Lord your friend? Can you say, in sorrow is my comfort, in trouble is my stay. He tells me every care on Him to roll. Oh, may we know the Lord in a personal, intimate way, that we can know the Lord as a friend. And one more song, I used to sing this often. A friend of Jesus, oh what bliss, that one so weak as I should ever have a friend like this to lead me to the sky. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Brothers and sisters, have you known the joy of friendship with the Lord? Then Christian life won't be a burden, won't be boring, won't be heavy. Oh, may we know the Lord in a better way than in the past. Say, Lord, I want to know that friendship that You've come to give. And then I'll tell you, your life will never, never be boring. And I want to move on to the second type of relationship the Lord's called us to. You know, it says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. If you say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if you walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ then cleanses from all sin. And earlier that it says here, verse 3, 1 John 1:3, last part of the verse, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. What a wonderful verse. You know, when you turn from sin, from all darkness, and put your faith in the Lord, it says we have fellowship with the Lord, fellowship with the Father, and the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that's the relationship the Lord wants to have with us. Fellowship with us, number chapter 2, verse 24. In the Living Bible, it says here, so keep on believing what you've been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will always be in close fellowship with both God, the Father, and His Son. I want to invite you this morning, brothers and sisters, to close fellowship with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. And again, verse 28. And now, my little children, stay in happy fellowship with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, stay in happy fellowship with the Lord. And that word is not a burden. And one more verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. We have looked at it before. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you are called, and to the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. God's called us not only to friendship with Jesus, but also to fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. Apostle John, he was not ashamed to say, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And not only that, it says here, when John 1:9. If you confess, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as in the light, we also have fellowship with one another, not only with the Father and the Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, and also with one another. That's the wonderful life God's called us to, brothers and sisters. Fellowship with God and fellowship with one another. And then the Lord wants to lead us to another type of relationship, which is again wonderful. This is not anything new. We have known it. But we need to be established in the same. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. We can read from 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy. God's given us the spirit of adoption. I believe it's right to say, Daddy, Father. You know, just one of the wonderful relationships on earth is between the Father and His children. You know how the children come running, Daddy. And I believe that's how we can go to the Lord. And the same verse is repeated in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6-7. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, our Daddy. And I believe, brothers and sisters, it's good for us to live in that wonderful relationship. You're not orphans. We have a Heavenly Father. And we can have a relationship because He cares for you and me. And He's interested in a wonderful relationship with them. It's good to say, I am a child of God. And that's what Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Let's be bold, brothers, to say, I am a child of God. I have a Father. I can talk to Him. And when I have a problem, I can go to Him. And He'll hear me. You know, Jesus, when He was on earth, He had the most intimate relationship with the Father. Jesus would say, Father has not left me alone. I always do those things that please Him. I know that you hear me always. That is the kind of a relationship Jesus had with the Father. And I believe the Lord wants us also to have such a close relationship. That's why Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven. And oh, may God help us that our relationship with the Lord will be more and more personal, interesting, exciting, and not boring, you know. And the fourth type of relationship the Lord wants us to have is here in John chapter 15. Jesus said, I am the true vine. Yeah, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. You know, this is the relationship God's called us to. I want to ask you, brothers, is your relationship with the Lord a burden? Is it a strain? And here, you know, it's not a burden for a branch to abide in the vine. There's a close, intimate relationship. And where the branch can draw the sap, the life from the vine, and quietly the branch bears fruit. And that's the wonderful life God's called us to. Jesus told you, abide in love, abide in my commandments. Oh, to abide in God's word, to abide in faith, to abide in humility, to abide with Jesus. What a wonderful life God's called us, brothers and sisters. You know, there's another song, a favorite of mine, which I sing often. I got it here. There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave. A peace it can't take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, I have a peace that has come there to stay. Constantly abiding. Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding. Rapture divine. He never leaves me lonely. Whisper so kind. I will never leave you. Jesus is mine. Oh, sometimes I remember earlier days when I used to ride the bike. Oh, I used to sing the song. What a lovely song, brothers and sisters. May we say, Lord, I want to abide in you and you in me. And then life won't be boring. Like it says in Colossians chapter 3, your life is hid with Christ in God. And I want to invite you, brothers and sisters, to come into such a relationship with the Lord that your life here, says Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, says here in the Living Bible, let your roots, no, verse 6 onwards. Now just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust Him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with Him. I praise the Lord for such a verse. Oh, I hope it will be written about every one of us. You are living in vital union with the Lord. Let your roots grow down into Him. Draw up nourishment from Him. See that you go on growing in the Lord. You want to know what is God's will for you? Receive nourishment from the Lord. Live in vital union with Him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving. And this is what happens when you are in touch with the Lord, when you abide in the Lord. Sometimes I feel sad whenever I see different ones, heavy and downhearted. Like you used to sing the Sunday school song, are you downhearted? No, no, no. Yeah, that's what we should be saying. No, I'm not downhearted. Troubles may come and troubles may go. I'm abiding in Jesus. I found a friend in Jesus. I'm constantly abiding. He never leaves me alone. Brothers and sisters, maybe come into such a life in the Lord. And then the fifth type of relationship the Lord wants to lead us is to a relationship of a disciple with the Master. You know, it says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 25. It's enough for the disciple that he be as his master. You know, the mark of a disciple is he longs to be like the master. It's not a burden for him. You know, like in the factories, they have apprentices. Those who join newly, they work under those who are more skilled and they learn the trade. And that's what it means to follow the Lord. Jesus said, learn from me, follow me. Run the race looking unto Jesus. That means you have a active interest. Lord, how have you lived on earth, Lord? What did you do, Lord, when you were tempted? And, you know, you come into such a relationship constantly. Nobody has to exhort you. Come on, brother, be a disciple. No. That you are so interested to follow the Lord. Lord, teach me your ways, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be a better disciple. And you learn what it means to hate your father, mother. And love Jesus more than any other relationship. The Lord becomes so interesting for you. The Lord is such a priority for you. That is not a burden for you. If it comes to displeasing your parents compared to pleasing the Lord. That the Lord will teach you how to take the cross. The Lord will teach you how to forsake all possessions. The Lord will teach you how to love one another. The Lord will teach you how to abide in His Word. And thus be a disciple. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, this morning, it's wonderful to be a disciple. That's the only kind of life I want to live on this earth. Say, Lord, help me to be a better disciple than I am now. I wish we can hear some testimonies like that. I long to be a disciple of Jesus. I long to follow the Lord as long as He gives me life. And you know, that's the song the writer wrote. It says, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than the riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his near, pierce hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in some such way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world offers today. Oh, I love that song. He is fairer than the lilies. As the Lord becomes so precious to you, friends, if you are truly a disciple, I want to tell you this morning, the Lord will become more and more precious to you. You won't care for the honor of men. Oh, maybe say, Lord, I'd rather have Jesus than what this world can give me. And I'll tell you, your life will never, never be dull and heavy. I praise the Lord. The Lord wants to lead us to such an intimate, close relationship with Him. And another type of relationship the Lord wants to lead us is as a bride, with a bridegroom. You know, it says in Matthew chapter 9, 15, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Here Jesus is spoken of as a bridegroom. And the church, we are supposed to be the bride, brothers and sisters. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. This is God's will after we are saved. You know, to grow up as a chaste virgin to Christ, not defiled by the world, not defiled by our flesh and lust, not defiled by the spirit of the world. And to be taken up with the bridegroom. The bride rejoices in the bridegroom. The bridegroom rejoices in the bride. Have you had a little taste of this relationship? Read the Song of Solomon and see how there's such a relationship with the bridegroom and the bride. He's altogether lovely. And that's how the Lord wants us to live on this earth. Be taken up with Him. Appreciating Him, admiring Him, praising Him. And He's coming soon. Say, Lord, I want to be ready. Say, the marriage of the Lamb has come. Says in Revelation 19, and the bride has made herself ready. Oh, the bride is only taken up with the Lord. What a fantastic life on this earth. Lord, reveal the intimate things to me, Lord. The Bible says it's given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. I believe the Lord wants to reveal many things to us, more and more and more. Oh, maybe say, Lord, I want to abide in the relationship as a bride so that one day I'll be ready when the Lord comes. And the Lord is waiting for His bride. And that's the church, brothers and sisters. In the church, we are taken up with the Lord, live in that bridal relationship. I've seen the lovers. They never get bored. They spend long times. They love to be together. Oh, maybe say, Lord, help me, Lord, to live in that relationship with You as a bride. Getting ready for the bridegroom's coming. Like the song says, oh, Lord Jesus, how long? Lord, I want to be ready when You come. The wise virgins were ready when the bridegroom came. Maybe say, Lord, help me also to be ready when You come. And I can assure you, if you live like that, your life won't be such a burden on this earth. You will be taken up with the bridegroom, and the life will be interesting. And one more type of relationship the Lord wants to lead us is, like it's written here in John chapter 10, that of a sheep with a shepherd. You know, Jesus used different expressions. Jesus said here, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Verse 3, to him the porter opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Like we sing in that song, He knows my name. I wish we can all say that boldly. He knows my name. And He leads me. He puts this sheep, verse 4, and when He puts forth His own sheep, He goes before them, and the sheep follow Him, and they know His voice. And the Lord, He leads us beside the green pasture and the still waters. Brothers and sisters, how wonderful to be under the Good Shepherd. Say, Lord, lead me, Lord, to green pastures. The Lord wants us to give us nourishment, good spiritual food, and by the still waters. And then it says here, verse 28-27, My sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, if you are a humble, submissive, meek sheep, nobody can pluck you out of the hand of the Lord. What fantastic protection, brothers and sisters. The devil also can't touch you if you are humble and meek and submissive and walk with the Lord and trust the Lord to lead you and guide you. Is there anything better than this? That's why the psalmist, you know, in the Old Testament, David came to such a relationship with the Lord. He could say, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not want, like I told you earlier, the Sunday school boy who was asked to by heart Psalm 23. And when he was asked to recite it, he couldn't remember any verse. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, that's all I know. Yeah. Oh, I think we need to know that. Lord, I want to know you as my shepherd. Lead me, Lord. And not only that, here it says, verse 10, I've come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What fantastic life God's called you and me, brothers and sisters. Life, an abundant life. I like that song. I'm so full of songs. Life so rich and abundant. Joy so full and triumphant. Peace that nothing can mar. No man takes away. We used to sing that song. I like that. I learned it as a small boy. I never forgotten it. That's the kind of life the Lord wants to give. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Peace that passeth all understanding. The more you let yourself be as a sheep, the more you are saved from all rebellion and pride, and let the Lord work in you and submit to the Lord's leading and guidance, He will lead you. I believe you should be able to say, the Lord is leading me by the green pasture and still waters, and the proof will be you are coming to a life, an abundant life, and that the devil can't touch you. What a relationship, brothers and sisters, as a sheep with a shepherd. Trusting the shepherd to lead us, to guide us. Oh, maybe say, Lord, I don't want to live any other type of way. Be my shepherd all my days. And then you'll find life so exciting. And the last type of relationship, which is very difficult for many to understand, is that of a head with the body. You know, it says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 18, we speak about the body of Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. It says here, not holding the head, or we can say the other way, holding the head. From the head, all joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together, increased the increase of God. You know, in the New Testament, the Lord would like to express Himself as He's the head of the church. And we are members of the body of Christ. That's a lovely expression. All of us have a body. You know, the brain is controlling every other part of this body. And that's how the Lord wants to live with us. Have such a close connection. Every member in the body of Christ connected to the Lord, the head, and the life of God flowing from Him. We can have the Spirit of Christ. We can have the mind of Christ. We can have the love of Christ. We can have the peace of Christ. And the life of God flows from the head. Like we sing that song, that A.B. Simpson song. I think I have it here. Yeah. says here, yeah, Jesus only is our power. He the head, the body we. Now we all can be anointed and receive His gifts for free. My brothers and sisters, this is the wonderful life God's called us to. Why is that we are so shy and hesitant to say, Jesus Christ is my head? And I believe the Lord wants all of us to be connected to Him. And from Him, there's a flow of grace and anointing and wisdom and gifts, blessing the body of Christ. What a fantastic life. I want to praise the Lord for this fantastic life God's called us, and to live in such a relationship on this earth. And when the Lord calls us, like the songwriter said, I'll fly away, just a short time, I'll fly away to glory. And imagine the few years you lived on earth, you lived in a relationship with the Lord. You know, some people, the Lord said, I did not know you. You were living in sin. But some people, the Lord knew them personally. You know, Abraham was called the friend of God, even in the Old Testament. The Lord could say, shall I hide from Abraham? As the Lord had done many things from us, we should say, Lord, reveal to me, Lord, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Teach me, Lord, many things that I don't know. And I believe God's calling us to a fantastic life in Him. There's a rich life in Jesus. May the Lord, may we submit ourselves to the Lord and live in such wonderful relationship, close relationship with the Lord, fellowship with the Lord. And I believe the Lord wants to lead us higher and higher, from glory to glory. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it's wonderful to know that God desires that we have an intimate relationship with Him. And I hope we recognize that it's only through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's like what Jesus said, John the Baptist said of Jesus, that the one who comes after me, he is the one who baptizes you in the Holy Spirit and fire. And that word means to be immersed, that God takes you, takes me, when we ask Him, and immerses me in the Holy Spirit. And so I'm clothed with the Holy Spirit so that I can have an intimate, personal relationship with God. I don't have to be exalted. It's something that will come spontaneously. A day-to-day, not just Sunday mornings, a day-to-day intimate relationship with the Lord. Constantly abiding. We want to sing that song. Constantly abiding. To really come to that place in our personal life, my brother and sister, particularly as we enter the closing days of time. Constantly abiding. Can we have that up on the screen? Jesus is mine. Go back to the verse, please. Constantly abiding, Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding, rapture divine. He never leaves me lonely, whispers, oh so kind. I will, thank you, I will never, never leave thee. Jesus is mine. Can we sing that from our harmony oven this morning? Or from this last week at least. And just take 1 minute. And if you're taking more than a minute, you just watch this hand. That means you must stop.
I've seen some mothers feed their children. Force the child sometimes. And make the child to vomit afterwards. I've seen God how He's been. Never forces us with Himself, with His word. And as time has come in my Christian life, in accordance with what we preached every Sunday, I really want to know God better. Other things are all worthless, useless. I want to really let God abide in my heart. I want to really, through His Holy Spirit, I want this to be so in my life, Jesus. You know I really mean these words. It's come to this time and it's come to this stage that I really need You more than anything else. Just coming to meetings and reading my Bible and fasting. No, Lord, I want You. I want You to be in my heart and I want You to constantly abide in my heart, Lord. Please help me, Lord.
Amen.
I want to give glory and thanks to God for blessings in my spiritual life and my physical life. First of all, in my spiritual life, that I was getting angry quite often for even the silliest reasons. And God has given me the grace to press on and given me much light on that. Also, the spirit of argument, justifying my faults. And also, most important of all, criticizing others, being of negative attitude. And about these three things, God has given me light. And I want to thank God for this. I've made much progress, I should say, by God's grace. And secondly, I'm a lecturer by job. That's my job. I have to do my studies, and God gave me the grace to do my MPhil studies last year. Though I started last, I could finish first, and also I cleared one more exam that was eligibility test for lecturers. I want to thank God for these blessings. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, this one. And next to that, brother there.
I just want to testify that being in CFC or part of CFC, we have a solution to all the problems on the website, or go to the elders, they've gone before us. And then, why am I not there? Why am I not been able to? And then the Lord told me that I need to pray for a heart of obedience, a heart to listen, a heart to submit. And I understood that could only happen if I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I praise God for that relationship that I have with Him, and I pray that He would fill me with the Holy Spirit and give me a heart of submission to whoever the Lord has placed me under authority. Amen.
Amen.
I praise the Lord for the wonderful miracle He has done, both in spiritual as well as physical. My daughter Sunita, she really want to do her exam. That is on 9th and 11th of this month. And immediately, she was suffering from viral fever. And we both were very, very much anxious about it. And throughout night, we were just asking God, Lord, she has to write the exam. And her temperature has gone up. And then, you know, in my prayer, I asked, Lord, what the heck I can do? A silent voice I heard in my heart, within my heart, you need not do anything. So that was the answer for me. Next day, she could write her exam. But again, the temperature has gone up. Then next day, she was taken to the hospital. And 11th, again, she has to appear the exam. And from hospital, she was taken to the exam center, and she has done her exam well, and again back to hospital. Now she is perfectly well, and I just understood that whatever the trials comes in our life, it is not something that God really wanted to harm us. Rather, He just encourages us, and He just wanted to build our faith in Him. May God bless all of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just want to testify and confess my faith according to what I heard this morning. I want to choose Jesus to be my friend all through my life, and He's going to be my shepherd. I'm going to be His sheep. Amen.
Praise God. I have been attending as a family. We have been attending as a family since last June to CSE Church. So, from the past 1 year, God has touched me, and in each and every area of my life. I was a mother, a rude mother, I would say, where I would just feel as a duty I have to take care of my children. But God has shown me that I have to deal with them with patience. So I feel with all the messages which I have heard from past 1 year, God is working me in my patience, how to deal with my children with love. And then I used to get angry, so I've just stepped at one step at the hill to reach to walk like God. So the first step, He's working on my anger and the patience level. And also, I used to be very selfish. I would say that I would always concentrate on me, and then my family. Then I also feel that God is working in me about that, and I'm so happy or to testify that in the past 1 year I have seen a lot of changes in my life. And before I used to watch movies and justify it, saying that, you know, there's nothing wrong, I'm just watching and it just goes. But coming to CFC, I've realized that I'm not giving that much importance to God, to my personal Savior Jesus Christ, as I am giving to movies. So I have been removed, I have removed my thoughts from watching movies. So in the past 1 year, I have, my life is growing, and I know that coming more and more, I would develop a stronger relationship, as Brother Newton said today. So I praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just take 1 minute, turn around and face the camera when you, so that our live webcast viewers can also see you.
I praise and thank God for bringing me this morning here. Like last week, I was admitted in an hospital due to heavy fever. Because like this morning also, like God spoke to me really. Well, 2 weeks back, like I was in a prayer, like Lord, I asked the Lord, like, what do you want me to do for you? Like, because I used to give lots of reason, like God used to teach me, like, in a certain measure, because I used to listen Brother Zach's message before. But God wants to me have a personal relationship with Him. But I used to ignore, like, I used to give lots of reason, like I have work and I have studies, like, I don't have time, Lord. But, you know, like, last week I was admitted in a hospital, like, His love was, like, so much, like, He taught me so much lesson, like, to have a personal relationship with Him. And even in this morning, like, God spoke to me, like, to have a personal relationship with Him, like, His love endures forever. Like, Lord, I asked the Lord, when I was admitted in the hospital, I asked the Lord, Lord, what lesson do I need to learn? Lord, teach me. Like, you know, Lord taught me that first I have to have a personal relationship with Him so that He can, like, can interact with me. So that through me, like, so many of them should have been blessed. Till now, they are not being blessed. I have to be an example at my workplace. Wherever I go, I have to be an example. Before that, I have to have a personal relationship with the Lord so that He can make me an example to others. So even this morning, like, I got blessed with brother, what Newton brother spoke to me, like, to have a personal relationship with the Lord. I hope that, like, I'll be having a personal relationship with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. There's two more brothers. And 1 minute, please. Not more than 1 minute. There's two more people and we'll stop.
I would say that God is always refreshing my heart so oftenly, and it's like a friendly relationship with Him, and it gives me more joy and more comfort in to lead my Christian life. Thank God for this.
Amen. Brother, I think you testified last week, so we'll give somebody else the opportunity.
Last afternoon, about 2:40 p.m., when I was lying on my bed, I felt the Lord asking me, John, what do you want from me the most? Do you want healing? Do you want prophecy? Do you want to be something famous? What do you want to be? And I said, He said, think about it before you answer. I mean, it's not an easy answer. You just think about it before you answer. And I said, God, ruler of this universe, I want to know you personally. I want to know you more and more personally, intimately. And then He said, you'll know me little by little, moment by moment, hour by hour. You just abide in me, and I will abide in you, and you will know me.
Amen. Now we'll stop there. Okay, we'll finish with this sister, and we'll stop with that. I want to encourage the young people, and I'm not going to stop really goading you to get up and testify, and request the older people to sit back a little. Okay, sister.
The life with Jesus is so wonderful that I was very much touched with the word according to Proverbs 18:4. He sticks closer to you than your friend. I have found a friend in Jesus, and life with Jesus is never boring. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we praise the Lord. But young people, I expect to see you get up. It's a shame for a young person to sit back and not get up and confess and testify. I don't want to bring you under condemnation, but you'll find a development in your life if you learn to confess with your mouth. God has spoken to us. He's spoken to us this morning. I'm sure there's something that you could have got up in. So I'm going to request the older people hereafter, please stay back. Hold back. Let the young people come forward. We want to see the young people grow in this church. Amen. Oh, that was weak. Amen. Young people? Yeah. Praise the Lord.